Welcome back to the Kathy and Frank Show. Kathy Hart is not here tonight. It's me, Frank Fontana, holding it down. But she'll be back next week, right, Mike? Or is she taking the whole month of March to sun her buns in Phoenix?
She's so lucky.
I know.
She is lucky.
Right? Can you imagine? It's like cactus and warm weather and desert.
Yeah.
Not right now.
Not right now, yeah. They had snow, didn't they?
Yeah, out west. It's crazy.
Yeah. California.
Well, there was Flagstaff had like 36 inches.
Yeah.
Did a record snow. Hopefully she's not in Flagstaff.
No, I don't think so. But anyway, with this weather and people getting sick, Andre, I don't know if you guys covered this, but like Drudge Report had put out this like nightmare bacteria that they say is going to be like the end of human
existence.
Oh, God. I know it's hard to believe, but
I can't even watch shows like that talk about this.
It's scary. So the CDC has this warning out that the nightmare bacteria on the rise.
Oh.
In the report from the CDC, a new program for testing suspects bacteria turned up unusual antibiotic resistant genes 221 times in 2017. 11% of the people screened positive for these superbugs, even though they had no symptoms. Inappropriate use of antibiotics has been escalating the threat of these nightmare bacteria known as superbugs. Here's what you need to know. Antibiotics-resistant germs kill more than 23,000 Americans a year. Superbugs evolve quickly and develop mutations.
Oh, because they get used to it, yeah.
They get used to it, and apparently this one that they're talking about is like the mother of all, you know, resistant bacteria. Anyway, you know, there's two approaches. You got, you know, the good old Western medicine. And then you got holistic approach. And like I said earlier, I like to lean towards holistic first. But, you know, at times you got to almost do what you got to do,
right.
You know, when it gets bad.
Mm-hmm.
Joining us on the phone is holistic pharmacist Sherry Turcos. Good to see you, Sherry. How are you?
And the program.
Hey, so thanks for taking the time. Sherry is a award-winning pharmacist, holistic pharmacist. She's authored over 18 books, and she's just a badass in the holistic pharmacy world. And, you know, first of all, most people don't even know that there's holistic pharmacists out there. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the background?
Well, I think we are starting to become a little bit more common, pharmacists that are dabbling or practicing with more of a holistic focus. So the area where we really differentiate ourselves, we are using natural medicines as, along with the conventional drugs. See, most people think of their pharmacist as just, you know, dispensing prescription medications, over-the-counter drugs.
Yes.
And then there's some of us that are holistically oriented, like myself, where we like to talk to people about vitamins and herbs and natural remedies and dietary choices and stress management and, you know, functional foods and all these things that can really have a very powerful impact on a person's health and be used right along sometimes with the conventional medicines. Sometimes we're talking prevention or treatment, but there's a real strong case to be made for holistic therapies today, because a lot of the things that we have been using, in fact, some of the stuff that goes back to the Middle Ages, is now being validated by modern science.
Like, what would be some of the things that we would recognize?
Yeah, so a couple of remedies that are very popularly used today that have a really long history of use, and I'm talking thousands of years, are things like mint, silver, turmeric, cannabis, garlic, Ayurvedic medicines, even willow bark. It goes back to ancient Egypt,
yeah.
and now that is, it's been modified over the years, but willow bark is the original aspirin. So there were a lot of discoveries that were made back in those medieval times and in ancient times where people were using different things. They maybe didn't necessarily know how they worked, but they did work. And one of my favorite to talk about this time of year, because it does have some pretty powerful effects in terms of helping to keep us healthy and cold and flu free, is the colloidal silver.
Yeah, we're a big fan of that in our house. We use it a lot. Like, you know, and for some reason this year we kind of backed off a little bit. But, you know, if so, you know, a lot of things, we shop at Fruitful Yield, we'll shop at Whole Foods, we'll, you know, our first line of defense in our house is always a holistic approach, and then if it gets really bad, then we'll go traditional. But, you know, you remind me of an old, you know, standby that we, for some reason, forgot about. And we got so sick. And, you know, just reading this news story about this, like, you know, mutant virus that's going to take out half of the world. You know, can things like this help prevent that, even as scary and strong as these bacteria are claiming to be?
Well, the great thing about some of these natural remedies, like the silver, for example, its mechanism of action, it doesn't kill the bacteria or the viruses in the same way that medications do. So it has a unique mode of action, and there actually has no, there hasn't been any documented cases of resistance to the effects of silver. So silver actually has pretty broad antimicrobial effects. It works against bacteria. It's effective against viruses, and we're talking a lot of different types of viruses, like the colds and flu viruses. And it also has antifungal properties. And again, silver has been used since the Middle Ages. You ever hear that term, you know, born with a silver spoon in your mouth and wonder, hey, what does that mean? Well, people that were wealthier and more affluent and were consuming, you know, foods and beverages with silver utensils and plates, they tended to be spared from a lot of infectious diseases, and that's because silver gave them some natural antimicrobial properties. And fast forward a couple thousand years, and silver has now been studied. There are thousands of clinical studies showing that silver can really be effective in helping to support your immune defenses. It's also anti-inflammatory, and we use it topically. Even today in the pharmacy, we dispense prescriptions for silver creams to help with treatment of burns. But the key thing with silver, and I tell patients this all the time, is you need the right form of silver.
That's what I was going to ask you, because you can get it off, you know, is what you're prescribing different from what I can go into a Whole Foods and get over the counter? Like, there's one particular brand that we always use. I forgot the name of it, but it's either a spray or a dropper. Is there stronger versions of that you prescribe?
Well, the one that we have in the pharmacy is a topical cream, and that's prescription only, and it's silver sulfadiazine. But in the health food store, you can get some really powerful remedies, and the one that I recommend is called Sovereign Silver. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I would recommend that over other types of colloidal silver is that it is 98% bioactive silver hydrosol, which sounds like a bit of a mouthful, but what it really refers to the size, the particle size. It's super tiny microscopic particles of silver. Greater surface area with smaller particle size means a more powerful effect. It gets into your system, it does its job, and it gets safely eliminated, and that's really what you want to look for. Plus, it's stored in glass bottles, which is really important for the stability of the product. You don't want anything that's stored in plastic. But the Sovereign Silver, that's what I use. That's what our family uses. And I carry it in my handbag because whenever I get on an airplane and I fly a lot, I always spray the back of my throat with my Sovereign Silver, my immune support spray, because when you're sitting on an airplane, that is just a really good place to get a lot of bugs.
I wish I had it about 2 weeks ago, because I got the death flu, like the worst sickness I've ever had in my life. And I wish I would have had colloidal silver. And my kids got it. My wife got it. And we all had 102 fevers for three days. It was just horrific.
Oh, that's miserable. Well, you know, one thing I'll mention with the silver, you can use it preventatively, but you can also use it for acute treatment. So if you're just on the verge of getting sick, you know, you want to start taking higher amounts of it. It's very safe. So you can take a teaspoon several times a day. I know some people tell me they use it every hour or so when they're sick. And with the spray, if you have a sore throat, you can actually spray it in the back of the throat. And again, it helps to take care of, you know, bacteria, viruses, and it's also anti-inflammatory. So that's a great remedy. But there's also a first aid gel, the Sovereign Silver, the first aid gel. I love that as well, because it's a first aid gel by the same company. Yeah, first aid. And so you can use that if you have minor burns. Like, say you're cooking something, you pull it out of the oven, oops, you got a little burn. You put it on right away, and it helps to speed the healing of the burn. It helps to relieve the pain, the redness, the inflammation. So that's really good. It also helps to protect against scarring.
Yeah, I've used that before. We keep that around the house for sure, too. Sherry, we're going to take a quick break, and I got a couple questions for you about some of the things I see in the you know, holistic medicine aisle, if you'll call it, that I just wonder if it's real. And maybe you can help me debunk some of this stuff. And folks, if you have any questions, 312-981-7200 is our text and phone line. Give us a call if you have any questions for Sherry. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Kathy and Frank Show here on WGN Radio. We're talking all things holistic pharmaceuticals with holistic pharmacist Sherry Turcos. Sherry, thanks for joining us. You got a couple questions coming over the text. I have a couple quick fire questions for you. We have about, let's say, 6 minutes or so before we have to break for the Blackhawks and Ducks game that's coming up at 8:30, the pre-show. So, Sherry, the question here is, can colloidal silver be used on eczema, the cream?
Yes, it can. You can use colloidal silver on eczema. Eczema is an inflammatory skin condition, so it may offer some benefits in helping to quell some of that inflammation. Also, for eczema, I do recommend essential fatty acids orally, so a good omega-3 supplement would be a good choice, and also vitamin D.
Good, good. There. So 773, hope you heard that and got your pencil out. My question here, boron, the pellets that you see that can cure everything, what's your take on them?
Okay, so using it for what condition in particular?
Well, they have cures for almost every condition. What, you know, like, do they work? I know they're what, like, they activate the body's natural pathways to healing?
Yeah, so boron, it's a natural chemical element, and, you know, it's been promoted to offer health benefits for a wide range of things. You know, when it comes to making blanket recommendations, you know, I really don't go there. I like to know more specifics when I'm advising somebody on whether a certain product would work.
I just mean the category of product.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of boron products out there and a lot of stuff on the internet. I'm always kind of skeptical until I see the science on a product.
Yeah.
When I know it has really good science and research, then that really gets my attention. So I think that when it comes to boron, I've seen, you know, people claiming that, you know, it can help to, you know, fight off different infections,
like
the wound healing. Also good for the gum health. That is one thing that boron seems to have some preliminary research, improving gum health.
Yep.
Which a lot of people have gingivitis, and also helping with inflammation. So those would be some areas, I think, where there is some evidence.
Okay. How about nootropics? Are you into, you know, mind-altering supplements?
Yeah, I get questions about that, and, you know, we have a lot of people that are taking nootropics, and also a lot of interest in cannabis, medical cannabis. Mm-hmm. That seems to be, you know, again, when we talk about middle-aged remedies, cannabis is something that's been used for thousands of years.
Sure.
So, fascinating stuff.
Well, let's get a call in here real quick. We have about two more minutes, and then we'd love to give a way for people to get a hold of you. Hold on. Here's Marianne's got a question about toe fungus. Hey, Marianne.
Yes, I had my pedicure and a couple of years ago, and then ever since, and so now I've avoided getting nail polish on my, you know, pedicure and all that. And I've used things like I was told Vicks Vapor Rub, and then I read in a paper that maybe castor oil. I don't know what product should be used to eliminate this.
Yeah. So, Mary, is it in the nail or in the skin?
It's in the nail.
In the nail. So your nail is getting yellow and thickened.
It's more of white, like a whitened thing.
Okay. A couple of things. You can definitely use the silver. I was talking earlier about the colloidal silver. There is a first aid gel, and it is antifungal. So you could apply that. What I would suggest maybe is doing a soak in either, like tea tree oil is antifungal as well. So if you're doing a soak maybe with some Epsom salts and tea tree oil, and then I would put the colloidal silver, the first aid gel, I would put that on before bed and then also first thing in the morning. Try to let your feet air out as much as possible because fungus will thrive in a warm, moist environment, and that's why we tend to get fungal infections on our feet, and the groin is another area. Some people get them under the armpits. So the more you can go, although this time of year it's a bit cold.
And I usually go barefoot, even in my house in the winter. But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and you have to be careful, too, because it can spread. And some people, it'll start off with one toe, and then before you know it, it's gone to the others. So getting regular pedicures, trying to avoid using nail polish. There are certain types of nail polish that you can pick up at a podiatrist or that have been specially formulated to be used for toe fungal infections. I would only use that. I would stay away from every other type of nail polish because some of them can really make the problem worse.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Hope that helps, Marianne. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. Sherry, how can people find you?
Oh, you can check out my website. It's sherrytorkos.com, S-H-E-R-R-Y-T-O-R-K-O-S. So you can check out my website for more information. And if you want more info on the topic, we were talking a few remedies earlier, the Sovereign Silver, they have their own website. You can check out sovereignsilver.com. And, I want to keep people happy and healthy this time of year, and hopefully we can do this again.
Definitely, Sherry. You got so many more questions and so little time. So thank you, and have a fantastic evening.
Thanks, Frank. Take care.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll get to the Blackhawks right after that.